The only problem with sadness, desperateness, anger, hopelessness, anxiety, anguish, misery, the only problem is that you want to get rid of them. That's the only barrier. You will have to live them. You cannot just escape. Because they are the very situations in which life has to integrate and grow. They are the challenges of life. Accept them. They are blessings in disguise. If you want to escape from them, you somehow want to get rid of them, then the problem arises. Because if you want to get rid of something, you never look it directly. And then the thing starts hiding from you because you are condemnatory. Then the thing goes on moving deeper into the unconscious, hides in the darkest corner of your being where you cannot find it. It moves into the basement of your being and hides there. And of course, the deeper it goes, the more trouble it creates. Because then it starts functioning from your unknown corners of being and you are completely helpless. So the first thing is, never repress. The first thing is, whatsoever is the case, accept it and let it come. Let it come in front of you. In fact, just to say, do not repress is not enough. If you allow me to say, I would like to say, befriend it. You are feeling sad? Befriend it. Have compassion for it. Sadness also has a being. Allow it, embrace it, sit with it, hold hands with it. Be friendly, be in love with it. Sadness is beautiful, nothing is wrong. Who told you that something is wrong in being sad? In fact, only sadness gives you depth. Laughter is shallow. Happiness is skin deep. Sadness goes to the very bones, to the marrow. Nothing goes so deep as sadness. So don't be worried. Remain with it, and sadness will take you to your innermost core. You can ride on it and you will be able to know few new things about your being that you had never known before. Those things can be revealed only in a sad state. They can never be revealed in a happy state. Darkness is also good and darkness is also divine. The day is not only God's, the night is also His. This attitude I call religious.